Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Talk Show with your talk show host Harry Johal. Today we are going to invite a very, very wonderful guest, Mr. Maxwell Ivy, on our show. Well, people and media call him the blind blogger, but behind this blind blogger, there is so much of potential which we are going to realize on our show today. He might be a blind entrepreneur who is sharing his inspiring story of transformation, but the way he thinks, the way he writes, the way he coaches people is something worthwhile. So let's get in touch with Mr. Maxwell Ivy on our show and get to know more about his life, his learning, and his books, and the way he thinks, what are his future dreams. There's lots of things that are going to be discussed on our show today. So, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Maxwell. This is Harry calling from Singapore.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm perfectly fine, sir. I'm perfectly fine. I was reading your story and it's quite motivational. And I'm very much sure that today our talks about your book and about your life are really going to uplift those people who really need to understand how to overcome the adversaries of life.
Okay. Well, I'm be happy to talk about the book and my life. And
Yes, sir. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You are known as a blind blogger, but do you think somewhere that it's a limitation for you, or do you think that it is a limitation which you have converted into a strength of yours?
I think it's a limitation that has become a strength. What happened is most people don't know a lot of blind people. And for most people, they may know one person who is visually impaired in their circle of friends. Mm-hmm. And so you become the blind person. And in my case, since I was blogging and promoting my blog through social media, I became the blind blogger. And when it came time to set up a website to share my more personal experiences as a visually impaired entrepreneur, it was just a natural thing to call myself the blind blogger and to go with the website of theblindblogger.net. And, you know, it was one of those happy accidents where I didn't choose my brand name. It was basically chosen for me by people who knew me and were inspired and motivated by me. But it's turned out to be a good thing for me. I mean, I'm starting to be referred to as the blind blogger when people interview me or email. And even starting to find out that if you go on Google and Google the blind blogger, you'll more than likely find results for me because of that. So, yes, I think it can be a limitation, but in my case, it's worked out to be a blessing for me.
Correct. I very much understand today you are quite a strong person mentally, but, you know, in initial stages of life when you were quite young and, you know, you felt at some stages that, you know, that being blind is not an easy thing to live in this world. You have to, you know, overcome a lot of difficulties. So, first thing is, were you blind from your childhood, or was it something happened within your life that you turned out to be blind? And at that particular stage, what are the things, you know, that really, you know, mattered to you in terms of, you know, psychological impact of being blind and not being able to do all those things which ultimately led you to overcome all those obstacles?
Okay, I have retinitis pigmentosa, so when I was born, I had perfect vision. It wasn't until I was about age 3 or 4 that they started noticing that my vision wasn't progressing or was getting worse than the other kids in my family. I was diagnosed at that point and started gradually losing my vision until about the age of 12 or 13 when I had a large drop-off in vision, which is quite common for men with retinitis pigmentosa to have a large drop-off during puberty. Mm-hmm. My vision was pretty much constant at about 2400 or 2500 for probably till I was about 18 or 20. And then I gradually continued to lose vision to where now I have, they say I have light perception, but I consider myself totally blind because I don't have any functional or usable vision. And over the years, I think the hardest part about it for me is just not knowing what my vision was going to be from one day to the next, having to constantly readjust. In my lifetime, I've gone from reading regular print books to larger print books, to having to use a magnifier, to using a closed-circuit television, and then going to books on tape or record, and you know, combining that with books in Braille, as well as now getting them on digital audio download. And that's just one part of my life where you can see that I've had to constantly readjust to the vision that I have at the time.
Correct. And what sort of, you know, changes you brought into your life? How did you get that insight that you have to overcome all those obstacles and, you know, be someone who can motivate others? Tell me a little bit that aspect of, you know, the development phase of your, personal, you know, growth from someone who is feeling somewhere a victim of, you know, having this adversity, but at the same time had this power within him to transform that victimness into your own strength.
Yes, I think I understand what you're saying. It's easy for somebody who has a disability, especially if it comes on them all of a sudden, to have a negative outlook, to get down on themselves, or to wonder what, if anything, they're going to be able to do in their lives from this point forward. And I've adjusted very well to losing my vision. However, I don't think I really started living my life and started making the changes to become the person I am now until about 3 or 4 years ago when I finally got physically healthy. And that led to my being able to approach life with a much more positive attitude, more open to opportunities. Instead of, you know, when I started my first online business, it was to help people sell amusement equipment. And that was because my family's carnival had gone out of business. My dad had died. I'd lost him, and he was my best friend. And I really didn't know what else I would do if that particular business didn't succeed. But the farther I've gone along, the healthier I've gotten physically and emotionally, the more opportunities I've seen out there. And, you know, I do the blogging, the podcasting. I wrote the book, Leading You Out of the Darkness into the Light, Blind Man's Guide to Success. I'm working on my second book, and next month I'm releasing a product where I'm going to help people. It's going to be one of those online courses where I'm going to show people how they, too, can use interviews like this to promote their brand, you know, to reach new audiences and share their story like I'm doing today. And just so I don't forget, I want to thank you for having me on your show and giving me this opportunity. But until I got physically healthy, I couldn't see the many possibilities that are out there. And I think a lot of times we get so caught up in one particular aspect of our lives that we don't really open ourselves up. We don't see all the possibilities. We may tend to close ourselves off and put ourselves in a small hole that this is all I'm capable of. This is all I can do. I think I wrote in the book, when I first started with my Midway equipment sales, I didn't have a choice. There wasn't anything else I could do. Or I thought there wasn't anything else I could do, which is the same thing. And I think that's one of the big problems is so many people don't realize how much potential they have, how much they have inside them as far as talent or skills, or just the ability to get up every day and do what they can to improve themselves and move forward. And, you know, thank God I got physically healthy. Found out I had sleep apnea, and we got the sleep apnea treated. I had gastric surgery and lost about 250 pounds. I'm physically healthy. I exercise every day, take my vitamins, say my prayers, you know, do my meditation. And that has given me the energy and the passion to explore other possibilities. I never thought I would be one of these people who would be doing interviews or be planning to go speak in front of groups or even write an e-book as far as that goes.
Absolutely right, sir. I do agree with you. Your story is, you know, something, you know, which can really make people think, you know, couple of times, you know, that if they are giving some excuse or a reason for, you know, not putting up efforts into their passion, then I think they are wrong somewhere. If Mr. Maxwell Ivey, having blindness, can achieve this kind of a trait where he can not only transform his life to be a successful business person, a successful blogger and a successful book writer and a successful coach, but at the same time he can also stand out for those people who want to remove this kind of limitations out of life through your coaching program. Sir, you are conducting coaching. So in this coaching program, what sort of, you know, people normally approach you, and what methodology do you adopt to, you know, make them think that, you know, whatever they are thinking right now is not the proper way of thinking, and after going through that coaching program, they will really, you know, reassess themselves and, you know, be put on the right, you know, course of action. So tell me a little bit about your coaching program so that my other listeners who are facing some kind of an adversities, they can really, you know, approach you and, you know, get their life, you know, in a way motivated by someone like you who has really done something worthwhile in his life.
Oh, sure. First off, I want to thank you for the compliment about, you know, somebody like me who can help them remove their excuses. And that's one of the most common comments I get on my blog or my podcast episodes, is that if somebody like you can do this, why can't I do it? Or if you're doing it, why haven't I? What's my excuse? What's my reason not to? So, you know, I really, really love those comments, especially if they follow them up and tell me what it is they have actually decided to do or taken action on because of my example. And a lot of my coaching is drawing on my personal experiences. And I look at it as providing the three things to people. First, I want to work with them to define what their goal is, what their big dream is. And when I say that, not what they think they should want or not what their neighbors or friends or family tell them they should want, but the one thing deep down in their heart, the kind of thing that maybe they don't even admit to themselves out loud. Maybe they're afraid to even whisper it because it's such a big, crazy dream that it scares them some. I like to say it'll probably keep you awake at night, or it'd be the first thing you think about when you get up in the morning. So first, I want to get them clear on what their goal is, and then work with them to define the steps that they need to take, the skills that they will have to have or have to attract to them, the people they'll need to work with to accomplish that goal. And then the most important part is to help keep them motivated and help them hold themselves accountable throughout the process.
Okay.
I've been told that, I don't have a fancy coaching certificate or college degree in psychology, but I do have a wealth of life experience that I'm ready to share with people, and to show them that if they'll just take those small steps every day.
Definitely, sir. What I understand from you that, you know, after going through all these experiences, definitely you have got, you know, a lot of insight in terms of, you know, educating people, getting to know about their strengths and weaknesses and overcoming all those adversities. Sir, for yourself, sir, what normally, you know, is your course of action for yourself to, you know, stay motivated? You see, after all, we are human beings. We have got emotions. And these emotions, you know, go up, down, you know, all sorts of feelings do come to us. But, you know, for your own personal growth, what sort of, you know, procedure do you follow? Do you go through a lot of reading books, listening to the audio programs? What is your way of keeping yourself motivated?
That's a very good question. I start with having a solid community of friends online and offline. I have people who I know I can count on to tell me the truth, whether I want to hear it or not. And of course, I do that for them and also for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of books, and I split pretty much 50-50 of personal development and biographies versus straight fiction. And I honestly believe this. There are times when a good book a good thriller or a mystery story or something like that that you can lose yourself in for a few hours can be just as helpful to you, just as motivating to you by helping you clear your mind and take your focus off of your goal or your problem for a few minutes. I think sometimes we'd actually be better off if we read a little more Tom Clancy or John Grisham and a little less Tony Robbins and Robert Schuller, you know.
Great.
But I do read a lot, and I also download certain audio seminars, and I'm always looking for new sources of inspiration. And of course, sometimes some of my best sources of inspiration are by doing these shows, because I find a lot of times the host will ask me a question, or they'll take something I said and rephrase it and say it back to me, and it puts something even to me at this point in a whole new way that energizes me and gets me, you know, psyched up to go out and just do something great the rest of that day. So
definitely, definitely. Recognition is something, you know, which everyone really wants in their life. And getting recognition for something very worthwhile like you are doing, apart from, you know, overcoming your own personal adversities, you are the one person who is trying to, you know, ignite the motivation into the other person through some examples from your own life and, you know, the way you have designed your coaching program. I would encourage my listeners that do pay a visit to theblindblogger.net. Today we are having our guest, Mr. Maxwell Ivey, on our show. Well, as his blog defines, the blind blogger, a blind entrepreneur sharing his inspiring story of transformation. And today I'm very much thankful that Mr. Ivey is on our show, and he is giving us some wonderful, you know, motivational thoughts to our mind, so that, you know, we really make up our day and we really make up something worthwhile out of our life. Sir, now I want to discuss a few things about your book. You have written a wonderful ebook, Leading You Out of the Darkness into the Light, which is also available on your website, theblindblogger.net. Tell me, like, what sort of, book this is, and is it your personal story you have written in it, or is it like you have, you know, suggested a few exercises or some things, you know, which can really make a person, you know, feel motivated about life?
Okay, it's a short motivational book that I believe will help people change their lives if they read it and follow the exercises. It's a combination. Each section starts off with me sharing some of my personal experiences as far as how I've gotten to the point where I'm at now. Then there's an exercise that I ask the reader to do, and included in the book is my email address, justask@theblindblogger.net. And the reader is encouraged to work through the exercises and send their answers to the questions to me, or to communicate with me through the emails, so that they have somebody that they can share their progress with, somebody they can communicate with who understands what they're going through. And then after that, I share with them how I answered each specific exercise in the book. I want to show them that I've struggled with the same questions that I'm asking them to answer as far as taking action in their lives. And I just, before I forget, I want to mention that since I have other things coming along that I want to promote, and one of the best ways to promote future products is to have a solid online community. And that starts with a good email list, a list of people who you don't just send emails because you want to sell them stuff. You send emails because you want to connect with them, you want to share what you're doing, and you want them to share what is going on in their lives. So if they'll sign up to my email list, I'm going to send them a free copy of the ebook. And that doesn't mean they can't use the email. It'll be just like they bought the book, but they'll get a free copy for signing up for my emails. And I never send out more than once a week, because I figure friends don't stuff friends' inboxes with a bunch of junk mail. So that's pretty much the book. I do believe that if people work the exercises and take the steps each day, that take the small steps along the path, that they can accomplish anything it is that they're wanting to do in their lives. If they haven't started yet, it's a good way to get started. If they're stuck, I think there's something in the book that can help them get unstuck and start moving forward again. And if after reading the book, they need a little more help, then they can contact me to arrange for coaching, which I do via phone, Skype, or private Google Hangouts.
I think it's a wonderful idea that if people go through the book and identify the steps that you have discussed in the book, how to be successful in their life, and at the same time you have suggested some wonderful exercises which can really help a person think, do action, and you know, achieve results. And after that, if they really need to have further insights about how to improve their life, coaching is one method by which we can really make a lot of difference in our lives. And coaches are like you who have got set up some examples. I was reading some of the feedbacks that people have written about your coaching program and about your book. They are really wonderful. Sir, I think I had some very, very wonderful talks with you about, your life and few things that you are helping others to achieve. Any personal goals you still have in your heart that you want to achieve in your life?
I'm always finding out things that I maybe didn't think that I wanted to do. When I started doing my podcast, I didn't have an intro, so I recorded myself singing a little bit at the beginning of each of my episodes, and people liked it so well that I've started recording myself singing full-length versions of some of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a fella I'm hoping later this year to actually record an album of me singing those songs with the actual instrumentals and have it edited where it's really, where it's pretty and professional. It can be put up on Amazon and iTunes. That's something I never thought I'd be doing. I'm going to be having my first public speaking engagement in September. I'm going to be addressing the Student Blogging Society at Kent University by Skype. And if there are groups out there who need somebody to inspire their members, their students, their employees, would love to explore doing more of these via Skype, because with today's technology, there's no reason why somebody should have to travel, across country or across the world to share his story. Or there's, in my opinion, there's no reason the people who need to hear it should have to wait until I can manage the logistics to travel. I do want to travel more. I have clients from my equipment sales business in a lot of parts of the world where I would like to visit those people that I've been communicating with online for years now. And so that's another thing that I'm looking forward to doing. And my next book, I would like to eventually write a book that gets recorded in audio and is available through the various libraries for the blind. To me, that would be like a big deal for me, because, they don't record every book that's published. You either have to have a good following or the book has to sell really well in order for example, the National Library Service for the Blind here in the U.S. Before they will record a book, it has to be a bestseller, or you have to have a name as if you're a bestseller. So that's something I didn't think I would ever want. I wrote my first ebook and I wasn't sure I would ever write a second one. And now, like I say, I really wanted to do one that's good enough that it gets offered through the library services. And if you keep your mind and your heart open, there are going to be opportunities. And many of them that come along, and when you first hear them, you're going to go, there's no way. I'd be crazy to even try something like that. But if you just take it one day at a time, one small step at a time, and go, well, this opportunity wouldn't have come along if the Lord or the universe or whatever you use in your life, if they didn't mean for you to have this opportunity, if they didn't think that at some point you'd be ready for it, you wouldn't be receiving it. So when somebody comes along with a crazy idea, I at least listen to them and go, well, maybe that could work. I've been sharing my suggestions by email on how to do interviews like this for about a month now with some friends of mine. And one of them probably said, Max, you're giving this great information away for free. Have you thought about recording an online course? And I'm like, I wouldn't have the first clue how to record an online course, but that's a heck of an idea. And by the 10th of next month, I'm going to release one for it's an audio download that'll show people how they can use radio and podcast interviews to promote their business. So when those crazy opportunities come along and somebody goes, hey, have you ever thought about trying this? Don't just dismiss them out of hand. Take a few minutes and think. This could be a big blessing or this could be a big challenge, but I wouldn't be, nobody would be asking me this question if there wasn't a chance that it was something that would work for me.
It would be a wonderful idea, sir, that, you know, if you really come up with an audiobook apart from a written book, because there are people who are waiting for that kind of information who are not though so much of technologically savvy that they can really, you know, read up books or, you know, have access to the internet. They might not be aware about how to, you know, properly use internet and access the book. But audio format can be one way of reaching out to those people who really need this kind of a motivation, who are having some kind of, you know, physical disability, and people like you, they can really make a difference. And definitely, I give you my word today that, you know, once your new book is ready, I will definitely love to invite you on my show, and we will be putting up, you know, some wonderful talks about your book and how this book can, you know, really help out people. And my platform of Karen Harry Talk Show is always ready to help people through wise people like you who really have got this, you know, thing in their heart that they want to, you know, help people out through their learnings. And it was a really a wonderful talk. So any final message that you would love to give to the listeners of Carrie and Harry Talk Show before we end today's show?
Yeah, one thing I always come back to, and this is my core belief, this is the one thing that I stay true to day in and day out, and that is I do whatever I can do as well as I can do it today, and then I either do more or do it better tomorrow. As long as you do at least one thing every day to move yourself forward, no matter how small it is, no matter how insignificant it may seem at the time, as long as you do at least one thing every day to move yourself forward on your path toward whatever goal or dream it is you have inside you, eventually you will get there. And my goal for me is one new thing every day. Sometimes I do more than one thing. Sometimes I do one thing a whole bunch of times. But every day I do at least one thing. And like I say, my core belief is do what you can as well as you can today, and to do it better or do more tomorrow. And if you can't do it today, don't stress over it. Don't let yourself be blocked by it. If you concentrate on the things that you can do something about, that you can actually influence in this world, you won't have time left for the stuff that you can't control.
Correct. It's a wonderful message for everyone who is listening to this show worldwide. I would once again thank Mr. Maxwell Ivey, who came on the show, discussed some wonderful talks with us. And at the same time, I would love to encourage my listeners that do pay a visit to blindblogger.net and get to know more about Mr. Maxwell Ivey and his upcoming books. There's a wonderful book listed on his website, Leading You Out of the Darkness into the Light, which is a wonderful way of transforming your adversaries into success stories through some of the techniques that he has discussed in the book in the form of steps to identify those problems and how to overcome. There are some suggested exercises which you can go through. And at the same time, sir, I thank you so much for coming on the show and taking out your time. It was really a delight, and it was really an honor that you shared your knowledge with me.
Well, thank you so much. It was a great honor for me to be invited on the show, and I'm glad that you were able to work around my time problem that we had earlier so that we could do this interview. I feel blessed to have been part of the show, and I hope that we have helped, or we will be able to help some people who have been listening. And it is theblindblogger.net, or my email is justask@theblindblogger.net. And the offer still stands. If they sign up for the email, then I'll send them a free copy of the ebook and work through the exercises with them, as long as they're willing to put in the work and take you through the steps involved.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel. on balabalaradio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.